hallucinating kettle called Black by Pot. Well, 11th of August, 2006. This is Reverend Zim for UnNews. Giblet Creek, Kentucky. Pol Pot's notorious transvestite younger brother, Pol Kettle, a.k.a. Ma Kettle, was arrested today on his property in Giblet Creek, Kentucky by federal agents for failure to pay taxes on his corn squeezins. In addition to keeping a huge stockpile of white lightning about his property, Kettle has been charged with possession of killer tie stick with a 77% opium content with intent to distribute, to wit, 400 tons. Nervous lawmen crouched behind their various vehicles outside the front gate of the Kettle residence as ace hostage negotiator Oliver O'Reilly exhorted the last remaining relative of the Potts and the Kettles to come out with his hands up. Quote, "It was touch and go there for a while," unquote, said a sanguine O'Reilly. Quote, "Kettle was pretty baked on his own product, and he had been raving about the IRS and Monica Lewinsky for a while, and then he got all still and quiet. Next thing I knew, he was hallucinating his brother Pol Pot was standing in front of his drying racks calling him a nigger. He sure shot up the place something fierce. Now if that don't beat all," unquote. Hardened felon Ma Kettle was determined to take a stand for his white supremacist views and his right to bear arms. Unfortunately, being continuously stoned for 6 years eroded his common sense, and his arms of choice were Israeli U.S.-made around-the-corner automatic weapons. Unable to control the direction of his fire, Kettle sprayed much of his own compound with explosive-tipped bullets, entirely missing hundreds of lawmen and military personnel gathered to take him down. Led away in shackles and a paisley evening gown past a line of reporters, Kettle had little to say in his defense. When he vomited on a state patrolman's shoes, it belied the quality of liquor he'd been manufacturing. Glancing back toward his beloved acreage, now flaming with occasional small explosions, he said, quote, "Vaudeville cursed me. I was never good at anything else. My fans rep me down, and I'm not going to apologize for being irate," unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.
Are you done yet?